Warren Buffett transformed from a modest Nebraska investor into one of the world's wealthiest individuals using a deceptively simple approach, Rule Number One Investing. This strategy, which Phil Town discovered after a near-death experience in the Grand Canyon, has created more millionaires than any other investment approach. Unlike conventional wisdom pushing mutual funds and diversification, Rule Number One has helped ordinary people achieve extraordinary returns. Take Julie, a former art teacher who increased her family portfolio from $45,000 to $72,000 in just months. The foundation is disarmingly simple. Don't lose money. This means investing with certainty by buying wonderful businesses at attractive prices, a counterintuitive method challenging Wall Street's conventional wisdom that higher returns require higher risk. The financial industry promotes myths that keep investors dependent while delivering mediocre returns. Their most dangerous claim is that high returns require high risk, false when you know what you're doing. Like driving, investing isn't inherently risky for those who do proper research. The mutual fund industry may be history's greatest financial scam. Since 1985, only 4% of fund managers have beaten the S&P 500, and by minimal margins. During the 1980s-90s boom, investors overlooked this underperformance until the 2000-2003 crash exposed the truth when funds lost 40-60% of their value. In one revealing experiment, a dart-throwing monkey outperformed New York's top fund managers 2 years straight. Modern markets have transformed diversification into a liability. With institutional investors controlling 80% of the market through index funds and ETFs, diversification now guarantees market rate returns. When markets crash, you crash too. Japan's stock market, which lost 85% from 1992 to 2002 and hasn't recovered its 1989 highs, demonstrates markets can suffer extended collapses. To identify wonderful businesses at attractive prices, focus on the four M's: meaning, moat, management, and margin of safety. A business has meaning when you understand it well enough to be comfortable owning it long term. This doesn't require specialized knowledge, just enough familiarity to predict its future with reasonable confidence. Start with businesses you encounter daily. A moat represents how difficult it is for competitors to challenge a business's market position. Compare cherries, a commodity with no moat, to Coca-Cola with a strong moat. Coke's shelf space dominance, distribution network, and brand loyalty protect it regardless of price. The five moat types are brand, Apple, Nike, secret, pharmaceutical patents, toll, utilities, railroads, switching, enterprise software, and price, Walmart, Amazon. To confirm a wide moat, examine the big five numbers over 10 years: return on investment capital, ROIC, sales growth, earnings per share growth, equity growth, and free cash flow growth. All should equal or exceed 10% annually, a requirement that eliminates many seemingly attractive companies. If ROIC doesn't average above 10% annually over 10 years, look elsewhere. The ideal CEO is honest, owner-oriented, and driven by a big, audacious goal. Owner-oriented leaders align with shareholders, avoiding stock options that encourage short-term thinking. They communicate honestly, even when delivering bad news. Insider trading patterns reveal management's true beliefs. If CEOs view their business as a long-term family asset, they won't sell significant shares unnecessarily. While some selling is reasonable, like Gates funding charity, extensive executive selling signals trouble. Consider Enron executives who sold shares while urging employees to buy more. In contrast, Buffett hasn't sold a single Berkshire Hathaway share in 40 years. The margin of safety establishes the attractive price for Rule 1 investing. Calculate a sticker price based on future earnings potential by projecting earnings 10 years forward and determining what the market will likely pay for those earnings. Historical equity growth best predicts future growth, and doubling the growth rate works well for estimating future P/E ratio. The sticker price equals 1/4 of the calculated future market price, assuming a 15% minimum return. Never pay more than the margin of safety price, 50% of the sticker price. Even after finding a business that passes all 4 M's, you need to know precisely when to buy and sell. 3 technical tools help identify the right moments to grab the stick from Mr. Market without emotional interference. The MACD functions like a pressure gauge for stock momentum, revealing institutional investor movements. When a valley begins forming into a mountain, it signals big money entering, the optimal time to buy. When a mountain starts becoming a valley, it's time to sell. The stochastic tool tracks momentum on a scale of 0 to 100. A buying opportunity emerges when the buy line crosses above the sell line below 20. When the buy line crosses down above 80, it suggests selling. The moving average tracks average prices over specific periods, acting as psychological floors and ceilings. A buy signal occurs when price breaks decisively above the moving average line. When price crosses below, it indicates time to sell. These tools effectively track market trend, momentum, and psychology, but they're worthless without thorough 4M's analysis. They help investors avoid buying too early in downtrends or selling too early in uptrends, providing timing guidance for fundamentally sound decisions. Young people investing just $1,000 annually with 20% returns could retire with $45 million after 40 years, demonstrating compound growth's remarkable power. Even baby boomers need only $300,000 as rule number one investors to generate $50,000 yearly income versus $1 million in bonds yielding 4-5%. Consider Doug and Susan, a couple in their late 40s earning $60,000 with $20,000 in retirement savings. Following traditional strategies at 4% returns, they'd accumulate just $190,000 over 20 years, providing only $650 monthly pre-tax income. Using rule number one principles to achieve 15% returns, they could instead amass $840,000, generating $10,500 monthly without depleting principal, a 16-fold increase. Rule number one investing fundamentally requires understanding compound growth and avoiding losses. A 50% drop requires a 100% rise to break even, while an 80% drop demands a 400% recovery. This mathematical reality underscores why protecting against losses is crucial, as even small percentage losses compound significantly over time. The financial world is transforming like the printing press democratized literacy. Rule number one, investing makes financial literacy accessible, empowering ordinary people to achieve extraordinary returns without relying on fee-charging experts who often deliver mediocre results. Fear remains the greatest obstacle for beginning investors. Market fluctuations trigger panic selling, hesitation, or excessive trading. The solution is knowledge and preparation. Thoroughly understanding the businesses you're buying and ensuring you're paying the right price. Start small with paper trading or positions in familiar companies. Successful investors like Peter Lynch found their best investments by observing consumer behavior in everyday settings. Research companies thoroughly, maintain detailed notes, and build confidence in identifying wonderful businesses at attractive prices. Building wealth through intelligent investing is a marathon, not a sprint. The tools and information needed are more accessible than ever. You just need to add dedication and consistent effort. By mastering these principles, you can achieve financial independence that seems impossible through conventional approaches, joining investors who've transformed modest beginnings into extraordinary wealth.